This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Friday. The weekend is here. Happy Pi Day. It's 7:06. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's Pi Day. Well, it is Friday, and it could be payday, but it's definitely Pi Day. 3:14. And there's some deals out there where people are going to maybe give you a break, a discount, if you purchase some kind of pie today.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We think of pizza pie, and we think of pies with, you know, fruit in them. Then there's like that kind of chocolatey, creamy kind of pie.
And if you want to go veggie, I like a good pot pie.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's always about the pot with you, man.
Wow, I never even thought about that. That's funny.
Well, pot pie, that is kind of... Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, well, I just did, and we've been on, you know, over an hour. And that's
so there
the first
you go.
Time that one came to mind.
It's just this constant creative energy that we exude out of our very pores. Stay tuned. Speaking of actually true brilliance, not what we try to pass as it... Dr. John is going to join us in less than an hour, so you want to stick around for that, okay? He's always on the cutting edge of medical issues, et cetera.
And you were hearing about Ed Belarsky and GRU on our news just a moment ago, and he will be on the show in the 9 o'clock hour.
He's going to be on the warm seat. I'm already warming it up for him. What about these fees? What's going on?
Maybe he'll bring us a pie.
Oh, there you go.
Ed, are you up?
A donut pie?
Sure.
Oh, apple fritter pie.
Oh, now you're talking.
We're both weak with apple fritter. We cannot resist.
That's true.
That is a shared mutual love.
I mean, we'll talk about going to the gym and all that, but we'll eat an apple fritter any day of the week.
Well, Tom Petty said it. Break down. Mm. Go ahead. Give it to me.
See?
Break down. Let me eat it.
Who knew he was talking about apple fritters?
Day or night.
Yeah.
This is a sad, sick story.
Uh-oh.
But it is a story of... mind your own business to a point. Because how could this happen? A Connecticut man allegedly suffered at the hands of his stepmother more than 20 years, despite police, his school, and child services being warned even before he was locked away from society. The alleged victim, who is now 32 years old, weighed just 68 pounds when he was rescued last month from a fire at his Waterbury, Connecticut home. He told cops that he intentionally set the blaze in a desperate bid to free himself from his life of hellish torment.
Smart.
So he basically got to the point, I think, where he hoped that the fire would create his freedom. But if it didn't, I think he pretty much said, and so be it. because I'm not going to continue to live the way I'm living.
That's what a sad story.
Apparently, for decades, his stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, forced him to spend day and night locked in a 9x8-foot storage space on the second floor of their ramshackle house. The house looks like it has like potential. Like at one time, it was probably a nice house, but fell into disrepair decades ago, probably. Yeah. But what a sick story. He was routinely deprived of food and water, forced at times to eat out of garbage cans, and even drink from the toilet just to survive. Waterbury Police Chief said that the family first landed on investigators' radar in 2005. 2005!
20 years ago, people.
When his school reported concerns to DCF, which twice visited the home. The victim later told detectives these visits around the time he was 11 years old prompted Sullivan, who now faces charges of assault, kidnapping, etc. They're going to, you know, throw the book at her. But that's when she yanked him out of school for good.
Oh, so nobody would think anything about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Why does this kid weigh like 32 pounds and everybody else in his class weighs 85? So the principal at the elementary school a couple decades ago said he always knew something was grossly wrong after staffers first spotted the worryingly thin child stealing food and eating out of the garbage.
Yeah.
I see a problem
now,
here.
Now, he knew something was grossly wrong, and I guess the question would be, you know, how far did you take it? You reported it to DCF. DCF was there at the home twice. I know that the question would be, how could you miss what was going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but everybody agrees now after the fact. Oh, yeah, something was really wrong. Something was grossly wrong, etc. Now, he goes on to say, we knew it. The principal, we reported it. Not a damn thing was done, his exact words. He said, that's the tragedy of the whole thing. In a statement that came out yesterday, DCF expressed sorrow for the unspeakable conditions the now adult victim endured and praised him for showing incredible strength and resilience, but said they had no record of receiving any reports on his behalf.
That's weird.
I mean, we know factually they went to the home twice. So how can they then claim they have no record?
Something's fishy there.
Yeah.
Somebody dropped the ball.
The DCF has looked extensively at our current historical databases, and to date, we've been unable to locate any records pertaining to his family, nor any records connected to the names of others who have indicated they made reports to our department. I mean, were they called or not? Was a report made or not? DCF pointed out that per Connecticut state law, unsubstantiated abuse and neglect reports are expunged after 5 years if no further complaints are filed. So that's probably what happened.
That's it.
Okay. That is what happened. And you think about it. What if you are a decent family, but you've got neighbors that hate your guts?
Yeah,
they call DCF. Yes. DCF comes, investigates.
It happens.
And after 5 years of no issues, complaints, they should expunge that thing. That should never be on your record because nothing bad was occurring. But in this case...
Yeah, in this one...
I missed it.
If it was enough for them to come look, how did they see nothing wrong with the scenario there?
And I don't know how much power they have. Can they demand to thoroughly search the home? Would that require a search warrant of some sort? I don't know the ins and outs of the law. I know that these issues are supposed to be taken very seriously. At a press conference Thursday, the police chief, he called the details of the case shuddering. He said in 33 years he'd never seen anything like it, this house of horrors, the worst treatment of humanity I've ever witnessed. And another person likened the treatment to Holocaust victims. I mean, he was so emaciated. What did I say he weighed? 68 pounds?
68 pounds, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not
awful.
Good. Yeah. Now, then you've got, you know, the neighbors. What happened there? neighbors said that they would see, you know, occasional glances of him, including their daughter, now 25, who exchanged waves with him through his bedroom window as she swung on her backyard swing set. And this goes back probably more than a decade. He waved at her. She waved at him. She didn't think nothing of it. But we haven't seen him since. Wow.
And that's odd in itself.
Evil could be as close as your next-door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, yeah, mind your own business, but up to a point.
Yeah.
What an incredible experience. Hmm. You know that guy?
Can't imagine.
Is he ever going to be right? Oof.
I don't know.
A lot of help, a lot of therapy. It is approaching 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in and air it out. Get it off your chest. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on a Friday Pi Day. That's right. It's Pi Day. It is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll try to get everybody in there. And, of course, if I did mention it, it is all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? After seeing the demonstration at Trump Tower yesterday, where everybody's wearing the manufactured signs and shirts and what have you, and reminded me of the sitting at Columbia and the colleges where they all had the same tents. Damn it, Cash Patel, find the purchase orders for that crap, and if it goes back to George Soros, you can have his citizenship revoked and throw his butt out of the country, and Hungary would love to see that man again.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a case of follow the money. We call these like AstroTurf or Rent-A-Mob. They're finding the same kind of connections with the Tesla attacks. And we'll dig into that a little bit later. But in the meantime, good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Bugging me because we can't keep up with President Trump's decisions. He is going so fast. He's playing speed chess with all the pieces on the political chessboard. And it's amazing how things keep work out after they fall into place. And I just want to remind everybody as an example, in 2016, Trump was calling Marco Rubio Little Marco and making fun of his hands. And now the two of them are working together to bring peace to the Middle East and Europe. So how about that? Thank you, Bob.
I know. It is definitely a success story in the making. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Well, the so-called property tax business, just more razzmatazz. They just add fees, which are payable to the tax collector and enforced by a tax lien. They don't call it a tax.
Yeah, they're never going to let a revenue stream go without something else to replace it. And like they always say, the devil's in the details. Could there be something that we would consider fairer? That's that is exactly what's up for debate, I would guess. All right, 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is there's this particular domestic airliner that I've been riding for 40-plus years that shall remain unnamed, but their headquarters is in the southwest part of the United States. They went 44 years without charging checked baggage fees, and they're starting to cost checked baggage fees starting May 28th. And I'm sorry, don't you guys have any clue about what your competitive advantage is? It's like, stop.
They seem to appear to have slipped a little bit. They were considered one of the best airlines to fly on.
Yep.
They were considered one of the best airlines to work for by their own employees, mm-hmm. even though they didn't match the pay of the big boys.
Right.
So I don't know what's happening there, but you know what? Eventually, a bean counter gets the ear of the front office and says, do you realize how much revenue we're losing? That's how they'll look at it. Not like, do you know what goodwill we've built by being one of the few carriers that doesn't charge? Mm-hmm. They looked at it like, look at all the revenue we're losing.
Well, you're going to lose some more because people are going elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a big difference. And now... Yeah,
not as much.
Now, basically, if I could be honest, mm-hmm. they all pretty much suck, if we're being honest.
Yeah, yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And, Tom, what's bugging you?
Well, UF has beaten Florida State in football, basketball, and baseball. And UF is number one academically for all state universities in the country. It's bugging me that these FSU fans just won't give us our glory. Go Gators!
Well, it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry, but I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater, and mm-hmm. schools in Florida I tend to root for, but yeah, all three of my kids went to UF, and I join you in saying, go Gators!
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I just saw the Patrick David Bet YouTube video where Joe Biden had an auto pen, and someone was doing signatures with an auto pen on all his pardons. That's bugging me. He couldn't even sign his own stuff.
Yeah, and there's a reason why, even though he said he would have a role and promote Democrats and policies, etc., since he has retired, he's noticeably missing from the political picture.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
We all knew it, the diminished capacity. I mean, it was so painfully obvious to everyone. And it was so... It was another one of those points that the American voters looked at the Democrat Party and say, I feel like I'm being lied to. Huh. And they realized they felt that way because they were being lied to.
Yeah.
And so what is it? Death by a thousand cuts. That's just one mm-hmm. of the many things that the Democrats were, took the wrong position on. Like spinning a wheel. What's the worst thing we could do? Well, let's pretend like he really isn't mentally slipping. And everybody in the room would go, we couldn't get away with that. We all know. And they go, if we all stick together, and a bunch of the lefty media folks, they'll stick up for us. And they're like, well, okay, what the heck? Let's give it a shot.
And they went for it. Oh, we can't even keep up with this guy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They went
crazy
over the top.
Crazy cuckoo.
Yep.
Cross-dressing Democrat and some craziness there. We'll share some of that with you coming up. You hang in there, my friends. It is 728, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Everybody's always looking for a little edge. Performance-enhancing anything, apparently.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Pi Day, 314. Happy Pi Day. Happy Friday. Monday is St. Patrick's Day. I say we put it all together and have a big Irish pizza pie. Maybe you could put some, you know, corned beef and cabbage on top of it.
Well, oh,
that doesn't sound that good.
No, it really doesn't. No.
Okay.
No.
Back to my original thing. You have to win at all costs. It's going crazy. Now, you know about sign stealing in baseball.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Watching someone else's practices and filming it in football, match fixing in soccer, doping allegations in swimming. Well, guess what? Now, ski jumping has its own scandal that escalated Wednesday.
How do you cheat in that?
Well, it's all apparently in the uniform. Yeah, it's what they wear. It's the ski suit. Yeah.
All right.
Cheating by Norway team officials manipulating ski suits. It has shaken a national reputation for fair play and high-minded principles at their Nordic World Championships. I mean, this is what they do, folks. In fact, this is all they have is skiing. But anyway.
Yeah, it's Norway.
The host team has dominated the medal table. Two Olympic gold medalists had denied involvement in this whole scandal since the allegations emerged over the weekend, but were suspended Wednesday and put under formal suspicion in an investigation overseen by the International Ski and Snowboard Federation. They cannot compete in a World Cup event in Oslo that actually started yesterday. So they were disqualified, apparently, after it appears they deliberately altered their ski suits, which they claim to know nothing about.
Okay, they got altered, but we knew nothing about it.
Knew nothing about it.
Okay.
FIS has provisionally suspended three Norwegian team officials, two athletes who are being investigated for their alleged involvement in illegal equipment manipulation. I mean, I guess you could say their equipment was being manipulated, because what they did was they basically tore apart the crotch area of the ski suit. And I guess realized that the area was larger than it needed to be. If it had some sort of a flap, I don't know. The idea was, remember, you're ski jumping.
Yes.
So you want to be aerodynamic to pick up the most speed you can as you're going down, you know, that ramp.
I guess
scary
that.
As all get out.
Can't do that.
And then you want to fly in the air. What's the whole thing measured on? The distance you're capable of flying.
So you need lift and basically,
wings or
wings,
something from an aerodynamic principle that would create or help with lift.
Okay.
And apparently they found a way, I guess, to do it in the crotch area. Okay. And
I did not give him the story, just so you know, people. I just want you to know
what has emerged involves team officials manipulating pre-approved and microchipped suits to increase their size and improve aerodynamics to help athletes fly further. It was revealed in footage secretly filmed from behind a curtain, then sent to a whistleblower to international media. FIS officials said the illegal alterations were only subsequently confirmed by tearing apart the seams of the crotch area on the offending Norwegian ski suits. It sounds like almost like a James Bond thing, like you push a button and expand the crotch flap. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't even know where he finds these things.
What? This was from the world-renowned Associated Press. Yeah, I know. You thought it was tabloid fodder.
No wonder
this
Trump
is
kicked
them
out of the press room.
This is serious.
Yeah.
This is Norway.
Cheating in sports.
And going fishing on the fjords and watch the salmon spawning, no?
Did you drive your fjord there?
Yes. No, it would be a Volvo, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or was that from Sweden?
There were some Sweden.
They're all the same. All those countries are the same.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right?
Pasty white Europeans.
But aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Well, as far as we
the Swedes and the Norwegians.
Semi-ignorant Americans know.
What do we know?
All right, so there's that. Do you want a more serious topic?
I think almost anything would be more serious than...
You're wrong.
Than, really?
Yeah, how many push-ups can you do?
Oh, I don't know. A decent number, I'm sure.
Do you want to die at a young age, or are you going to give me a number? Not that I'm going to kill you.
I don't know. 30, 40? I don't know. 50? I don't know.
You can do 50. Get out of here.
I don't know. I haven't done it in a long time.
It is radio. It is smoke and mirrors. Greg can claim he can do 50, but I would call him out on it.
How many can you do?
I used to be able to do 50, and I know this. Oh, you used to? Yeah, I used to be able to do a lot of things.
Yeah, but you're not under warranty in your high miles now.
It was till my shoulder that has been bothering me.
The
old shoulder thing.
The old shoulder accident.
I guarantee you right now, even with my shoulder hurting, I could push through 25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. The bar is not set high, people, so you don't have to feel embarrassed. And if you feel like the bar is high, this should embarrass you into, I don't know, the doctor's office. Here's what they say. Now, and this has to do with, like, longevity, okay? You know you lose muscle mass as you age. So in your 20s, you should be able to do 15 to 30 push-ups. We're talking real push-ups, not some of the sloppy stuff I see. In your 30s, 12 to 25. In your 40s, between 10 and 20. These are performed, you know, not with rest periods in between. You know, what you can do in a single attempt. I mean, you can rest with your arms locked out for a couple of seconds. But anyway, in your 50s, you only have to do between 8 and 15. And
wow.
In your 60s, 6 is the bare bones number, 6 to 12.
Well, I just jumped down there and did 10 just like that and got back in time. So.
And you're not breathing heavy.
Not too bad.
That
yeah.
was good work. And I tried mm-hmm. to look, and it appears as though your technique mm-hmm. was fairly strong, Greg. I hate to say it. I hate to give you kudos, but no, good job.
Thank you.
Now, here's the deal. If you can't do the minimum number recommended for your age group, it could reveal several things about your health. Falling below this threshold may indicate reduced muscular strength or endurance, which can increase age-related muscle loss in later years. It could also reflect poor cardiovascular fitness or sedentary habits. And as you enter your 60s and beyond, it also could be a signal a higher risk of falls due to the weakening of the muscles that assist with balance. The silver lining is that everyone, regardless of age or fitness level, can boost their push-up performance, and the benefits are well worth it. And I want you to take the same kind of information, and I want you to turn it into the squat. And some people have difficulty knees and all that with aging, but studies have definitely shown if you can continue, these are just air squats, not with added weight per se, but you should be able to do a number of those. And you definitely can build muscle mass. I don't care how old you are, as long as you do it, have enough, you know, protein intake. Mm-hmm. But as long as you do the exercises, you will build strength. And that's one of the most important things, is to try to remain strong so that you can carry your body weight into your later years, if you're even, you know, blessed to make it into the later years. And that way you won't be a burden on someone else.
Well, and bone density is part of that, too. If you're working your muscles, you're also strengthening the bones. It's like I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, that was the encouragement for my wife that, you know, keeping me in the gym. You know, when you're 80 and you're there on the floor, you need to be able to get back up. I don't want to have to pick you up. But that's true. A lot of folks think about it. If you did fall, you probably couldn't get back up. Muscle tone, but bone density is part of that.
Yeah, so if you do fall, you don't, you know,
break something.
Crack your hip.
Yeah.
Because
that's never good.
Yeah, that doesn't that doesn't usually do well statistically.
Not for older folks, no.
No. So anyway, lifting weights is great to improve your bone density, but that doesn't mean it could mean weights.
Right.
But it could be also body weight exercise, like we just said, push-ups and squats.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what it doesn't say in the article, but here's what I wondered. What about the measurement of pull-ups? And one of the reasons I bring it up is because even when I was pretty fit, I still couldn't do a lot of them. I mean, I think the best I ever did of real straight-up pull-ups, maybe 12.
Now, again, pull-up and chin-up, while people they confuse the two. But which direction your hands are does make a difference. These are easier, like with palms towards you.
Yeah, actually, if you're going to do these exercises, and I'm just learning this, but you should try to keep your hands in a neutral position, which means like your palms would be facing each other. So when you're doing pull-ups, instead of them doing them that way, or reversing them where you're putting a lot on your biceps, which generally means you can do one or two pretty easily, then you're going to wear out, because you really want to use your lats to do the work. But my point is neutral position. So you should actually do it with your, I don't know how you would call it, but with your palms facing each other.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
And don't think you're trying to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you're older, if you can lift 5-pound weights, 10-pound weights, the whole point is you will make a difference as you continue to age. It doesn't take a lot.
Yeah, the problem with Arnold is the people who tend to emulate him don't lift that much in weights.
No.
But they do smoke a lot of cigars.
Well, I've noticed that.
Yeah, that's not how he got fit. That's not how he became Mr. Olympia multiple times.
Oh, okay.
7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, a guy who really understands health, truly. Dr. John will join us. That's at 8:05 this morning on this Pi Day, Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Happy Pi Day, 3:14. And good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top story. Shutdown of the government avoided? Very well could be the case. They have until 11:59 p.m. tonight. But old Chucky Schumer, he has already said he's going to vote for it. He is going to keep the government from shutting down. Chucky Schumer is playing the hero? I know.
Well, he's not acting like one.
Well, basically, if he didn't pass it, then the evil, and he basically says that, the vicious, nasty, evil Musk and Trump would ruin democracy. Because, during a shutdown, they could have expanded powers, I guess, to they'd be able to say what is necessary and what's not.
Right.
And that scares Chucky.
Yes, it does.
He said, under a shutdown, it is the executive branch, in this case, Trump, Musk, Doge, and Vought, who's head of the OMB, who we all know are authoritarians, vicious, nasty.
Wow.
Who would have sole control over what is funded and what isn't.
Who's vicious and nasty? Come on, really?
They get to determine what is an essential service. That's the term.
Mm-hmm.
Essential service. And they will just cut to smithereens, he says. You don't hear that word often.
Smithereens.
No, you don't. They will just cut to smithereens far greater than the CR bill, which is a lousy bill, he claims, far greater than what could be funded and what couldn't. And there's no recourse. You can't go to court. This is a decision totally in the executive branch, and so it would be devastating. It sounds to me like President Trump and the Speaker of the House just beat Schumer badly at a game of strategery.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sounds like.
Yeah. Either way, Trump was going to win. And Schumer, I think it dawned on him, he knows. You lost this.
Yeah.
You have lost it. You have to cave in. Otherwise, these guys are going to, they'll do some serious cutting, and there won't be recourse for it. So Chucky Schumer buckles because he's afraid of the vicious, nasty Musk and Trump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Vicious, nasty.
So.
Pot kettle, anyone?
Yeah. The shutdown looks like it's going to be avoided. That's not a done deal. It's not set in stone. They're going to have to vote on that. It'll have to happen, like I said, before midnight tonight. Otherwise, they begin the government shutdown.
AOC was kind of ragging on him a little bit. She was not happy about it.
Well, again, he was between a rock and a hard place.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that shows you that Trump is playing 3D chess while they can't really figure out checkers. That's about the analogy. Speaking of somebody so smart, I wonder if they could even play checkers. Could you be too smart to play? Albert Einstein.
He's a smart guy.
Happy birthday to you. Can we do something about your hair?
Yeah.
You know, we have Photoshop. Why don't we go back and fix his hair?
I think it's been done. I think
Has it?
Yeah. Kind of spiffed him up a little bit. Yeah.
All brilliant people have issues with their hair. You got Einstein, and you got Trump.
Wow.
Did you ever think of that?
I did not put
Trump could have Einstein hair, but that's why he has to kind of, you know, gloss it on down.
I didn't put two and two together there.
You didn't, but you figured out the mass area of a pizza pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It is a happy pie day. There are some deals available. You can look for those in all kinds of pies.
What's your favorite? And I don't mean flavor. We're talking like thin crust? Like a good medium? Or do you like, you know, that Chicago or New York?
Mostly like,
you know, 6 inches deep.
Yeah, what you would call maybe a Brooklyn style on the thinner side. Okay. You can fold it. The cheese has to produce at least a little amount of some grease, and then of course topped with pepperoni, additional grease has to be a part of it.
To add that on top.
That's my but I do like a change of pace.
Yes.
Like the place down the street that has the really thick, thick.
Yes, I like theirs too.
And has a change of pace. I love that.
Yeah.
And but if it gets really thin, yeah, not so much a fan. In fact,
you probably would not like then the one of the more famous ones in St. Louis. And it's actually been talked about like on Kimmel, because somebody of the stars, it's called Emo's. It's a local family. And it is the thin, I mean, it's like cracker thin crust.
Yes.
And then Prevail, which was kind of invented in St. Louis, because you mix two cheeses, you get that. It's got that. So, but it's not everybody's favorite, but it is a local, but you gotta, it's one of those you gotta watch because you will singe the roof of your mouth with the cheese the first bite if you're not
well, careful. I think crust, the way you're describing the crust, is exactly the pizza they had at a place in, over in, I think it was Madeira Beach or Treasure Island, Gigi's. That's where we all kind of got together when we were over there with, you know, extended family, my cousin and her husband and their family. And that's how the pizza was. That very, very thin, almost cracker-like crust. It was okay, but I wouldn't choose it as my favorite.
Yeah, if you're used to the more traditional thicker, Plus, it's square. Emo's is a square pizza. They call it the square beyond compare. Because why do we put a round pizza in a square box anyway? I just don't know. Why not fill it up? Make a square pizza.
I think because making round boxes would be more expensive, and it was maybe a cost prohibitive measure.
Make a square pizza. Fill it in. You get more pizza. More pizza pie.
I'm going to think on that.
Okay.
See, if you like crust, see, I don't want to get stuck with a corner piece.
Oh, and that could be a good one, though.
Stand by, my friends. Yep. We are going to talk to Dr. John coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.